Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, Towley? You sound like Towley from
Yeehaw.
South Park.
Y'all want to get high on the farm?
Come on.
Ooh, don't forget your towel and your cowboy hat.
Good morning. It is 7:06. Brock Hunter, what's up, you ass?
What's up, dude? Yeah. It's a big day. It's an exciting day for me. You're going to rip on me for this, but not for what I'm doing directly today, but for what I'm using while I'm doing it.
You're over-explaining, so I know it's not going to be something I care about.
I was debating on telling you this morning, but first off, I get to golf at a golf course. I've never golfed at before in my entire life, and it's local. It's around. I'll just say it, Lost Dunes. I got a buddy of mine had a guest pass at Lost Dunes. He's like, hey, we're going. Let's go.
Oh, this is so boring.
Shut up. That's not the best part, though. So, Brock, because it's a guest pass, we got to walk the course. No carts.
Wait.
But I borrowed an electric push cart from my buddy that just follows you around, dude. It is awesome. It is awesome, dude.
So you are going to this, I'm guessing, pristine golf course. All right. Pretty nice. Pretty
fancy.
Big
shout out. Big shout out to Caleb. My boy Magley, man. He bought this electric push cart robot. Dude, this thing is incredible. And you just put your bag on it. And, dude, it's a remote control. It just follows you around.
I mean, that's just smart. Your thin little legs couldn't walk a full 18
Dude,
holes.
I got the heaviest bag of all the land. Trust me. I need it badly.
So Hunter is going to be out there walking around this golf course with a little robot.
People are going to hate me out there.
It's not that. Honestly, you've done worse. You've done
really?
Like, yeah,
I thought you were
going
to have a heyday with this, man.
No, that's not too bad. I mean, because first of all, walking a golf course sounds awful. Like, honestly, it's ridiculous, man. Like, that's a lot of work. Like, I'm not golfing for exercise. I'm golfing to get drunk and smoke cigars on the golf course. All right. I'm not there.
You know what's sad? You know what's the guys I'm going with are caddies. So they walk it like every day. They're carrying two bags a day.
And then you're going to be there. With your electric. Here's what I hope happens. I hope that thing dies like halfway through. And then you
push it.
And then you
got to
push it. And you know that's going to be hard pushing because of the gears.
That battery is like 150 pounds. I'm telling you.
You better put a solar charger on that thing, man. That thing is going to die halfway through. It's going to short out, end up going into one of the water hazards, and you're going to have to pay Caleb for a brand new one. That's it.
Yeah.
I love
it.
I love it.
No! It's a run of my car. Grab it.
No, that's not the thing that bothers me most with that. I mean, it's fine. You go do your thing. You got electric. I think it's smart. I mean, if you would have said you would have bought one on your own, I think I'd probably
crossed
have,
my mind.
Yeah.
Isn't it bad? Like the first thing I think of is like, oh, we got to walk. But right away, I'm like, all right, how can I get around this?
No, I don't. Believe me, there's going to be a point when my doctor is going to tell me, look, Brock, you are moments away from a heart attack. You need to start walking. Why don't you take up golf, but you got to walk? And I'm like, nah, just give me the heart attack. I'm not walking through a golf course.
Just give me the heart attack. Take me down, Doc. Yeah. Pull the plug.
Tell you what, it's a really good low impact. Just shut up, Doc. I don't want to hear about me walking a golf course. I've never walked a golf course. I don't plan on starting now. Come on now. Walking a golf course. Get out of here.
So there you go.
Brandon said the electric golf cart or caddy is going to become self-aware and attack you, which, honestly.
He's chasing me around the golf course.
If I get to cut. When are you doing this today?
This is today.
Today. Okay. So tomorrow on the show, if I get to do your obituary and be like, Hunter leaves behind a loving wife and two cats. He was murdered on the golf course by
a Terminator. A Terminator golf cart.
Terminator golf cart got so fed up with him bitching that it finally just snapped and ran him over multiple times. It wasn't the first set of tires over Hunter's face that killed him. It was the second set when the golf cart, electric golf cart, backed up over him and then drove
him, drug him into the pond.
Man, and Caleb trusts you with this, I'm sure, expensive thing.
I asked him multiple. It's very expensive. Yeah. Very expensive. Yeah. I asked him multiple times. I'm like, you sure?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just be cool, man. Just be cool.
The best part, it's not going to improve your game one bit.
Not at all. Not at all.
You're not carrying your bag. Yeah. It's not going to improve your game one bit.
You know, I thought about doing is just bitching the whole time, too. Like, I'm a bag.
God, man.
Every time I had to bend over and pick up a ball.
Boy, my dogs are barking. You haven't even carried a bag. All the other guys are just going to be so angry. That's funny. That's funny. Well, good luck, buddy. I'm excited for you.
All right.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, yeah. All right. With that said, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your 7 a.m. morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Hunter was murdered by a golf cart. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. For God's sakes, pump it. All right?
Pump it up.
So how did you survive yesterday without social media, Hunter? Did you notice that Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp?
Dude, I noticed like one time. Like I went out on the porch and I logged in. I'm like, nothing's working.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to get phone calls from people. Hey, did you hear about Facebook?
I'm like, my God, is it?
It's fine. You're going to be fine.
A lot of people didn't know what to do with themselves for about 6 hours. Millions of us were just like, "What is, should we like look at the sky? Do we read a book? Do we call grandma? What do we do?"
It's sad. It's effing sad, guys. If you freaked out yesterday for a site, you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah.
Period. Oh my God, what am I gonna do?
I can't post on TikTok. Oh, my life is over.
Live your life for a second.
Yep.
Yep. Your phone, your face is in your phone 24/7. You need to stop that.
Yep.
You should have a timeout from your phone for a week. Timeout.
But, Hunter, how am I supposed to watch TikTok videos?
You don't need TikTok.
And see photos of people on the beach with just their legs. Not actual people on the beach, just their legs on the beach. How else am I going to do that?
People have gotten so accustomed to it, Brock, that they don't even know the other side. They don't know what it's like to not have it.
Hunter, if social media is down, how am I supposed to watch people mouthing lyrics to a song they didn't write in order to showcase their dance moves and beautiful faces? How am I supposed to do that if social media is down?
No way to live your life. It's no way to live your life.
Here's a little, this might make you happy, Hunter. Zuckerberg lost like $7 billion, I think, because of it. Like, just with it being down.
I mean, not that I care, because I don't care. You don't need it. People out there freaking out piss me off. But what happened yesterday? Why
I don't know. Something was down. I don't know if they got hacked or something like that. That whistleblowing person that's dropping all the bad stuff on Facebook and everything. So, and have you seen Mark Zuckerberg? Dude, he looks more and more like an effing alien every single
day. What is it? How's your hair? He got a weird haircut.
You'd think a guy who invented this social media app would understand like camera angles. Every time he does he's on camera, it's like he gets super close.
It's like the deer in the headlights look kind of.
Yeah. And he's just kind of like right there.
He's got big eyes.
Just weird, dude. Yeah. It's weird.
Maybe that's what $1 trillion does to you.
Maybe. It's because he's taking pieces of skin from people he's murdered and putting it on his face. And that's what it is. Yes, yes.
Scary.
Employees that don't do his bidding at Facebook, he murders them and then each takes a piece of skin from them and puts it on his face to stay youthful, of course. To stay youthful.
Just to keep the Facebook running so you people out there can enjoy.
What am I supposed to do? There's no TikTok.
I don't know what to do with my life.
Lastly, this is amazing. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is looking to get into the space game. NASA is working to launch a mission to the moon. During previous moon missions, NASA
got one wiener in space already.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos already launched a penis into space. He beat us to it. Well, NASA used an Astrovan to shuttle the astronauts 9 miles from their crew quarters to the launch pad. The Astrovan is gone, so NASA is looking for a different vehicle to get the job done. Oscar Mayer suggested their Wienermobile, of course. Well, it would be the coolest thing we've ever seen in our lives. It doesn't look like NASA will be taking Oscar Mayer up on their offer.
This thing has gotten so famous and in the news so many times, just out of pure sarcasm. That's all this vehicle is. It's just people looking at it, like, snickering and laughing. You know?
It's a giant wiener on wheels, man.
It's a giant wheel.
All right, I remember when
Driving through the tunnel. Do it again.
Wait, put it in the tunnel. Now back it out of the tunnel.
Put it back in the tunnel.
One more time. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's funny. You get it?
Look, I remember when the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile came to our school, all right? We were in elementary school. It was amazing. And the person who got out wearing their Oscar Mayer Wiener outfit with the khakis and the red.
You could tell just a look on his face. He's just miserable.
Oh, he hated his life. And then we all got little Oscar Mayer Wiener necklace whistles. So it was a little Oscar Mayer Wienermobile whistle.
Kind of jealous. I never got this experience.
It was the greatest day of my life, Hunter. All right. Look,
did you guys have to sing this song? Oscar Mayer.
We were all singing it. And with each note and word sung, you could tell that guy was getting closer and closer to snapping and running us all over with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Ended up being Ted Bundy. I mean,
Hunter, I have watched my baby daughter being born. I've been married. None of that compares to the day the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile came by to my school and gave us those Oscar Mayer Wienermobile whistles. Mm. I think I still have it. It was great.
It's still around your neck, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's I blow it when I'm in trouble. Help! Help, Oscar Mayer Wienermobile! I'm in trouble! Anyway, so.
Hey, actually, I need that. Let me give you that because I need that for my golf cart today when it's chasing.
Yeah, exactly. Help! When you're slowly being chased down by... Let's just wrap it up with this, too. These poor astronauts that would possibly have to ride in this thing, all right? You go get your doctorate degrees, all right? You're engineers. You spend all this time training for space. You got to go through the G simulator, all right? You got to know all this, man. And then, before you're supposed to go into space, you got to hop into a wiener-shaped vehicle, all right? Yep. Just not
and
quite
And everybody's laughing at you right as you there. Take off. Look at them.
Tell you what, though, that thing is aerodynamic. You could probably throw a rocket on it, and it would probably do all right in space, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, they should make a spacesuit like the Oscar Mayer Wiener uniform.
I think that'd be cool. Red and tan is their colors.
It's a big tan wiener, dude.
It's a big tan wiener in space. All right. So what do we got? We got Facebook crashing and everyone losing their minds, and we want to see a big old tan wiener in space.
Big tan wiener in space, man.
That is your morning dump. We will be back.